I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this is the 8th year that Barnstable High School's music programs have held a concert by a tribute band as a fundraiser, and on Friday night, fans can hear the sounds of the band Chicago.
This 10-piece tribute band is called Total Access Chicago. It was started by a man who's a guitarist and a high school teacher, and his dad, who's also a musician, and they wanted to honor the original Chicago band that they both love. And they are also fans of this Cape Cod cause because the 7:30 p.m. Friday concert at Barnstable High School does two things. It gives local music students a chance to see and sometimes rehearse with professional musicians, and it raises money for instruments and other costs in a Help Keep Music Education Alive effort. Supporters of the music program have previously sponsored concerts by bands that honored the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and others, and Friday's concert is expected to push them over the $100,000 mark for helping out Barnstable schools.
If you're tired of cold, gray days, you can get a breath of spring this weekend at the Resort and Conference Center at Hyannis.
Happening there will be the 30th annual show and sale by the Cape and Islands Orchid Society. With a theme this year of Victorian beauty, the show will include orchid displays, a sales area, and educational presentations, some of those by orchid vendors. The show is going to be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at the Resort and Conference Center. And the show usually includes New England Orchid Societies, individual hobby growers, and professional growers. The plants are also going to be judged for Best in Show Type awards.
260 years after his birth, Robert Burns is still a popular enough poet that there's a birthday party being held for him Friday night.
Well, Robert Burns is an 18th century poet known as the Bard of Scotland, and his legacy is going to be at the center of the third annual Burns Night. It's happening at 7 p.m. Friday at the 1717 Meeting House in West Barnstable. The celebration is going to feature music by Sarah Ford Marchio playing Highland pipes, Joe Marchio on organ, the Celtic harp played by Joy Indomenico, and a sing-along with piano played by Don Rockwood. Greg Williams and some other guests are going to offer narration and recite some Burns poetry, and there's going to be haggis and other Scottish delicacies served, all to honor Burns.
The season of dinner theater at the Cape Cod Resort in Hyannis kicks off with Laughs Saturday night with a Comedy on the Road show.
This is an entertainment series that happens every winter at the Cape Cod, with guests having a buffet dinner being admitted at 7 o'clock, then show-only patrons seated at 8 p.m. and the performers coming on soon after. Starting things off on Saturday for the Comedy on the Road show will be Steve Donovan from the Cape Cod Comedy Fest, Boston comedian Laura Severse, and musical hosts Sauce and Cheese, and those are two comedians, from the World Gone Crazy band. Five other Hyannis dinner shows are going to happen there through April, and they will include music and comedy, including a psychic comedy show that's going to be coming up.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.